Mishnah says Masechta Rosh Hashanah about who's the Mishnah. Ba'abo Prokim Ha'olam Nidoin. The Welt is Nidoin. There's four Kufas, four times where the Welt is Nidoin. There's a din on the Welt. The Pesach Ala Tfuah. On the Yontif of Pesach, the Eibush is Dan, the Welt wegen Tfuah. Ba'atzeres Ala Peiris. And Atzeres, the Eibush is Dan, the Welt Ala Peiris. Ala Peiris Ilot. Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Kol Boya Oilam Oivim Lafanav Kibnei Morim. The ganze Welt, Kol Boya Oilam, is Oivim Lafanav, passes by the Midas Adin, by the Midas Arachman, passes by the Eibishter, Kibnei Morim. We'll soon see what it means. Shenema Hayoitze Yachalibom, Amev Nalkol Maseyim. Balzen was his name. And the Mishnah is Messiahim Ubechag Nedoinim Alamayim. There are four times in the year when the Eibishter is done. The Klal Yisrael and the Welt will stel sich up on one of these times of din, which is negev for us this week, and we'll see how the Gemara is mevar this din. Thus says Nachum of the Loshen, "B'Rosh Hashanah Kol Boye Oylam Oivim Lafanav Kibnei Morim." The ganze Welt Kol Boye Oylam is Oivim Lafanav. They pass by the Yevishter Kibnei Morim. Now, without going too deep into the Lashon of the Gemara to be medayik the Lashon of the Mishnah, l'chayra we have a stira from one word of one line of the Mishnah to the other line. Shteita zeh. Everybody knows there's such a thing as a din kloli and a din prati. It means like this. Pasha pshat in our level, din kloli means that the Eibishter will be done ganz klal Yisrael b'derech klal. The Eibishter, take a look at Rosh Hashanah, in the daytime it says, Beferish, the Eibishter is not done Klaisel at nighttime when we sleep. Now the Eibishter is done, the Chazal tells us that the Shreinim HaMadgish in the daytime, the Midrashim, in the daytime when we do mitzvahs. Is the Eibishter going to look on Gans Klal Yisrael? Gans Klaisel the Eibishter is going to look at, but they're Klal. Let me see how the Yidna are acting. Kol Boye Yoylom, that's a Lashon of the Gans Klal Yisrael, the Gans Yisrael, but they're Klal. Let me see. Are they good? Are they not good? Is this Medina a good Medina or is it a schlechte Medina? That's the chayru, what the Lashon of the Mishnah means, Kol Boye Yoylo, Gans Klal Yisrael, the Gans Yisrael, but they're Klal. Where's the world up to? Remember what happened to Sdoim and Amoyla? The Eibishter looked at Tzaka Sdoim and Amoyla Kirabo. He looked at the Gans of fold, there were so many Avedis, but it was a din Kloli, it was a din on the whole Shtetele. Sdoim and Amoyla is no good. No, we have to annihilate the Gans of Shtot, there's no Zech of Sdoim and Amoyla. That's called a din Kloli. Kol Boy Oilam is a din klali. The Eibush is done the ganze vel tzamen. Kol Boy Oilam Oivul Lufanav. In other words, like the Gemara says, we'll soon see the skira achas mit ein blick. The Eibush looks at the ganze vel. Let me see. Is it kedai to have a vel? Is it not kedai to have a vel? That's the chari with the first words of this part of the Mishnah means. But then the Mishnah is Messiahim. Kol Boy Oilam Oivul Lufanav Kibnei Morai. And we'll soon see the Gemara teaches three different Taichin in the word Kibnei Molern, and each one of these Taichis L'chayrim means a din prati, with dan the person singly. Let's take a look at the Lashon of the Gemara, and we'll see claw what the stil is from the Reish of the Mishnah to the Sefer of the Mishnah. And what's the Peshra Adova, and what's the din on Rosh Hashanah? No. The Gemara says, my Kibnei Molern. The Mishnah says, Kol Boya Oilam, Oivrim Lafon of Kibnei Molern, like Kibnei Molern, Dash of the Gemara, what's my Kibnei Molern? Tagimu, Kocha Tagimu, over here in Bavel, how did they touch Kibnei Morim? Kibnei Imrino, like Shebsalach. Shebsalach, what do you mean? What is a Shebsalach? What's Maisa Behema? Maisa Behema means you take 10 Behemalach and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, you count them, no, 10, you give the Sashmais, give me Vaita, 1, 2, 3, every Behema has to go 2. That's called Ki Imrino, like Maisa Behema. Reish Lakish Omar, that's where they touch it in Bavel. Reish Lakish Taichit Kemalis Bnei Chorin. Taich Rashi, what does it mean to Malus Bnei Chorin or the Bnei Morin? So Rashi Haderach Kotzer, there's a very thin path, and Rashi says there's no room for two people to go by. If you have a very skinny path, there's no room for two people to come by at the same time. You have to go one at a time. So Bnei Morin can be one of two ways. The first man, the Yomah holds like Shepslach, one after the other one. 1, 2, 3, you count till 10. Then you start again, 1, 2, 3 till 10. And the second shot, the other man, the Yom says, no, it's not this way. It's like there's a thin road and there's only room for one at a time. No, one at a time. But it's the same idea. It's one at a time. There's only room for one person to go by at a time. So we say, no, first you go, then you go, then you go. But whatever it is, the Eibush has done every single person separately. And the third pshat in the Gemara is, Omer Rav Yehuda Mishmul Kechayolus Shal Beis David. David HaMelech, we've went through this so many times, David HaMelech's powerful army. The Pesukim and Divrei HaYomim and Shmuel count each and every one of these Moirei Dikit Digiboyrei David. Each one we need. It's not Stam HaZei, Yehabudera Klal David's army. Now every one was so important that we counted each one separately. Each one had a name and he was in charge of this and he was in charge of this. Zog Digimori, you know what it means? Kimnei Morin? Kimnei Morin means Kechayolus Beis David. Everyone is so important, we have to be done, everybody separately. Wie soll es sein, the drei Pshatten of the Gemara, say if you're going to teach it, that it's going to be like Shepselach, one at a time, or you're going to teach it that it's going to be, there's a thin road and each one has to go by one, two, three, each one separately, or else the third Pshat in the Gemara, Kechayolos Beis David, like David HaMelech's Gebodim, where you have to count each one separately, L'chayr, it's a Demkrati. What is the Gemara saying? That in Rosh Hashanah, the Eibush has done every single person separately. From the Reish of the Mishnah, if you look in the Lashon of the Mishnah, Kol Boye Ha'oilom, looks like a Din Klali. The Eibush looks with the Eibush's Koiches, with the Eibush's Midas. The Eibush looks at the ganze Welt, Beskir, Achas, in one blip, and he says, let me see, is the world Kedai, or is it not Kedai? Of course, in the Din Klali includes the Din Prati, but in L'chayre from the Lashon of the Mishnah, is Mashmat, is one general Din, and the ganze Welt. On the ganze Klal Yisrael, on the ganze Shtetele, but it's a din klali. And then the Mishnah Shirzais, no, it's a din kibnei marin, like a din prati. So l'chayru, let's take a look a little bit deeper. Vos shteta on these three tights, and what are these three mandi omrim saying? And let's see, what is the din of Rosh Hashanah, and what are we supposed to do? We just have, how many, we have not six shopping days left. There's very little time left. It's very, very late. It's right before Yom HaDin, Yom HaDin. The Svarim, the Alter, the Alter from Kelm, and Rabbi Yelapian, and Rabbi Yeruchim, and Rabbi Chatzkel, all the Gedolei Bali Musaf and the Letzat Kufa say it's an ernst zach. Rosh Hashanah is not a thing that was menemt as a life. It's an ernst talk. The Chassam Sofer, before he went inside, Rosh Hashanah, the Mashgiach Shlit always says over, they had to take him with his bangle. He couldn't walk inside. Chassam Sofer, what? Avekah Tal von Shrek from Rosh Hashanah. What does he have to worry about? We have to worry about it. Of the Gedolei Olam, the Sonei Olam, they knew what it means, Rosh Hashanah. Rav Chatzkel was given advice that could sit it from Rosh Hashanah. Let's take a look, a good look, what's stated on the Gemara, these three shittas, and then let's take a look, what's Haradin is going on Rosh Hashanah. Let's take the first pshat, Ma'aseh Behemah. I saw on Bolya the Kavort from Abitzel. The first time I saw it, Chamamish gets sit it. I couldn't believe it, what a sharp word Abitzel is saying. And he puts it right into this Gemara. Abitzel Zoktazeh. What's made Ma'aseh Behemah? What does it mean, Ma'aseh Behemah? Now, Bitzel says, when you have the number 10, how do you get to the number 10? You get to the number, you count, first you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then there's the 10th. This 10th person turns around, the Malach gives him a mark, he gives him a mark on his back, as then mensch get nishtom ha'gut yo. This person turns around and says, what do you want from me? I just did not avera just like the other nine people. Was willst du? Say, tell him, listen, Mr. Bisgrech. Aber, the halacha is that the Eibush counts from 1 till 10. Ma'aseh Behemah means like this. Betzim, you're all shuffled. You didn't wash my mechroinim, and you didn't wash my mechroinim, and you skipped L'dovel HaShemoyli, and you skipped Oleinu, and you, everybody did clean avera lach. Good, I'm asking, so I'll claim. Aber, we count till 10. And the 10th person gets it. Far found, the Gemara Sota says, that the Eibush is down the person, the Eibush is down the velt, when it fills up, there's like a, let's say there's like, we'll say a becher. Actually, to smell us a soul, once the becher overflows, it's too much. We velt, the one that was the 10th member, he has to get it. Why this person is the 10th? That's Ashkocha Protis, Kein Avesis, the Cheshbanis from Himmel. Oh, but the 10th person, Nebuch, that's going to suffer. Why does he suffer? He turns around to the other nine. And he tells them, Hezekiah, the reason why he's suffering is because of you nine people. I'll never forget the story. There was somebody, there was somebody that was very, very sick in the Shaila. What they should do, should they change the doctors, or shouldn't they change the doctors? This person's a guy, Grace Knack, and he went to Rav Moshe. He went to Rav Moshe Feinstein, he told Rav Moshe Hezekiah, they're using the wrong doctors. And he told Rav Moshe they should call the other people, and they should tell them they should use this doctor. And the man just commanded it, he didn't know what he was talking about. And he pulled Rav Moshe, and then he pulled this Rav, and he pulled everybody, he didn't even know what he was doing. kids are finally, because of all the pressure, they changed the doctors, and they were machria that they're going to have to make an operation. And what happened on the operating table? The person died. When this person came to be Menachem Mobile, he told me he came on Motzei Shabbos. It's the fullest night of Nicham Avelim. People have just free time, so it's packed. The house is packed. This person comes right inside. As soon as he sits down to be Menachem Mobile, the son is point a finger and they tell him, "You killed my father. You killed my father. You were the vet to get better. It's a harangim, it was waste. It was missed. It's a chnazach, it was a hecha from there." He told me that everybody, all of a sudden, the whole room, everybody was looking at him. And he felt the pressure was so much, he couldn't be sovelet, couldn't say amok minach, he couldn't say anything mit amanut zvei. He left. He walked out. These nine people that they did klein avedis, was things they think it's nothing, it's a klein geld. Good, they did a klein azach. But the tenth person that's suffering, the ezet sora shayia, he turns around to them and says, "You know where my pain is coming from? I just did a little aveda, but it's your fault. You did the first nine. You nine people did the first nine. I'm taking the tenth. So I have to suffer. But why am I suffering? It's because of your nine. You are the receiver for my tzad. I did a klein aveda just like you did that klein aveda. But my pain is coming because of you." Zok habitzel, kibnei morin. You know how you done a person? You done a person, not only you done a person because of his avedas, but every person's avedas, you have to take a look. What did this aveda cause? How many times do other people suffer because of our klein avedas? I'm talking about grace avedas. Kibnei morin, we count from 1 to 10. And the seema for the 10th, Zok habitzel, is the first nine. Is Rosh Hashanah, the avish is done a person, kibnei morin. Has a chayin of yid. You think you did only klein zachen? Ain't a chanami tak you did only klein zachen. Oh, but your klein zachen was a siba for the tenth person to suffer, and because of that, that person is suffering. So you have to hold on your shoulders. You have to trug this pedal. That's the first. That's where that bitzel learns. When I was a little boy in school, I'll never forget it. It's like a little marshal. It's the first marshal that you hear when you're a mamish in the first grade, the second grade. So my Rebbe always used to say over this little marshal, like two people are traveling in a rowboat, and one person, he's going to make a little hole under his seat. So the other one said, "What are you doing? It's a sakoni. You're making the ganze shifalel being a sakoni." He says, "What do you want? It's my own personal seat. I can do what I want." It's a push of the marshal. But when a person does any pooling, you have to realize that chayis. We're kibnei morin. We're all shebsalach. We're all the same. Everybody, this one's a little bigger, this one's a little small, but basically we're anzan al dezelbe. And we have to realize in every pooler that we do, we trug the achrayus of all the other poolers that go along together with this. And just because we do one kleine zach, we can't say it's just a kleine zach nish gefelach. Ein echanami, the thing mitzaratzma is a kleine zach. But if you mitzaref all these nine kleine zachen, and nebuch the tenth person has to suffer, that's already a gewaltige tefiah for man. Zog the erste man the yomah, what's pshat? As the Mishnah said, kol boi oylem oivron lefonov kibnei morayim, Yedan a person for his avedis kibnei moroin to see how much shodna tagaton sleeps on avedis. That's the first shot of the moroin. The second shot, milus beis chorin. This man the Yomah says not only are we dan the person because of his chet, but now let's not even talk about chet. Let's talk about something else. Yaakov Avinu has to get married. So Rachel or the Tzileya. There's only room for one. Only going to get married to one. Are you willing to give away Yaakov Avinu? This says you're willing to give away everything you have just to make room for one person. There's a car ride on Friday afternoon from Adelphia to Lakewood. There's only room for one person. Are you willing to give away your car? You're right. On Rosh Hashanah, the Dana person, when every situation, there's one siddler. There's one that even by Ruchnias, by Gashmias, I feel by Ruchnias. And there's only room for one. Who should get it? Should Rachel get it or should Leah get it? Rachel went out of her gvul. The etzat alochas chayecha koimet. A lady's mechuyev to give away her husband. You're not mechuyev to give away your husband. A person, if the shidduch was from Himmel, Esav was supposed to marry Leah, and Rachel was supposed to marry Yaakov. And everybody knew it, and Leah knew it, and Rachel knew it, and Lava knew it, and Yaakov knew it, and Esav knew it. Everybody knew it. This was the shidduch. And Rachel went out of her gvul to give away. There's only room for one. My sister to be verschämt, doch kann ich nicht lassen, das ist doch ein Zirchen Mamesh. Doch kann ich nicht. There's only room for one of us. And she's willing to give away, what? Shvotim, Beis HaMikdash, Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba, Olam Anitzchi, to make room for another person, there's only room for one. And she's willing to give it away. Because Leah, because Rachel went out of her gvul, the Pasuk says, B'shavu bonim l'gvulam, the Eved shall bring back all the kinder to the gvul in the schus of Rachel. Because she went out of her gvul. She did such a noble act that when Avraham Avinu tainted, he's tainted, Rabbi Yisrael, what are you doing to my kinder? And Yitzchak tainted, and Yankov tainted, and Moshe tainted, and Yirmiyah tainted, and nobody could beat Menatzeach the Midas Adin. Only one person, Rachel. And how did she win? She said, Rabbi Yisrael, I pushed away my Ratzin, and I made room for somebody else. And I'm asking you, just like I did it, you also have to do it. Because the way we're Naig Lamata, the Avish is Naig Lamata. That's what Rachel did. Zotim Mandiyoma. That when you dan a person on Rosh Hashanah, not only are you dan the person for the poorest Avedis that he did, and how much he was guiding him like the Shepslach, the first nine Shepslach, but we have to dan the person. How are you naive when there's two people? When there's one donut left, who should get that donut? When there's only a space, there's only enough electricity for one building, which building should get that electricity? Are you willing to give away your ruchnius and your gashmius? Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, Amoydi de Gavod, he says, the choyprim, the grace of Bale Machshava have a chakira. Why is a person created? Is a person created for zich? Or is a person created to service everybody else? Why are you created? The Eivishter made you that you should do for yourself, you should shtay? Or did the Eivishter made it that you should service the tzibur? So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, people say that the Eivishter created a person just for zich. And some chaykim say the Eivish created a person. No, he has to service the tzibur. So Rabbi Yisrael Ichzod, as the Eivish created a person for zich, for himself. Oh, but the greatest thing you could do for yourself is to do for somebody else. Einach haram for zich. Oh, but the biggest thing you could do for yourself is give it away. There's nothing bigger that Rachel did than give it away. The Alter von Slobodka said, Mama Rachel zum Zeusgelein, unsere Mama Rachel taught us that giving away Yankoy and giving away Shvotim and Eretz Yisrael and Olam Haba is bigger than having it. Because by us, Rav Chatzkel has a Moira de Katayni, says many times they have Tzetelach, no, Lu Moidul is battle for this and this Choyla. Sure, you sign up. I'm going to learn for this person. You give away like everything. In fact, Rav Chatzkel, if somebody else would you give $25 for the person, $25? I'm going to show you to give us a full geld. Is the other anim also. Of a mitzvah and toile, my son, toive, and gives the aveg leich. I remember the Mashkirch once said over Maisa, the Chofetz Chaim, somebody was a Psachoy in the Mesukin, and he asked the Chofetz Chaim, is a Psachvekim, Schusim, Epsi, Dinla. Finally, they begged him with a Gebase. He said, Epsa, Kvertel, Fanamanut, Epsa, Brekele. Just, you don't give away his Chusim. If you know what's Chusim, why? You don't give him away. Of course, when you give away something, you have no Shavis. You give a kid a Hanukkah present, and the kid takes out the Hanukkah present and plays with the box. He doesn't realize what the Matan is. He has no Shavis, a Fashtag on it. So he throws away the Ik and he plays around with the Tofel. She knows what it means, Yankov Avinu. She knows what it means, Olam Haba and Alice. And Alpha became, she makes room, she says, Nay, I move to the side and I give it away for somebody else. This is Azay Grace. On Rosh Hashanah, did down a person. And then Prati. Let me say, mister, how did you act to Visha Menshin? How do you fear up to Visha Menshin? Are you willing to give away thy Nitzchias? We were talking about a person was Haldabai. He knows what Nitzchi is, and Alpha is willing to give it away to make somebody happy. I just must tell you this, Betsa, I know it's before Rosh Hashanah, I can't hold myself back. You know, I was just in Eretz Yisrael for 10 days with my Rebbe, the Mashkiach. I spent three times we were by Rav Shach. Every time we were there was cut off to an hour. By Rav Shach, it's very hard to get in. But when you hold on to the Mashkiach's kapota, you just get in together with the Mashkiach. I told you, Rav Leib Chasman once said, I'm worried to Kazakh. He said, why by every tefillah do we start Elekeinu v'lekei aviseinu? First off, no name Elekeinu v'lekei. Davon even, Baruch Chatzik mentions the Eibush, the health and fatig. What do you have to start Elekeinu v'lekei aviseinu? So Avleib Chasman says that when somebody wants to get into the Melech, sometimes it's hard. You need tzchusim, you need protection, you need connections. It's hard sometimes a person in Aveda, molesta nishtarayin is a gich. But if, let's say, your father walks in and you hold on to your father's kapota, so they let you in no matter what. So every tefillah we say, Elokeinu v'lekei aviseinu, Tatis, Tarangelos, Tovos, I'm holding on to their kapota, let me in together with them. So we were by Rav Shach. I can't go into the whole Arichas, what went on each time. But the third time that we went was Matzah Shabbos. Look, Matzah Shabbos, Shtetach HaShulchan Aruch, Shtetach HaMizmon Shabbos, that you have to drink tea. Chamim, Matzah Shabbos, but look, it's a refuah for a person. Look, so Rav Shach is the Mashkiach. Efshe, Vulta Maglos Teh. So the Mashkiach Abad said, politely, he doesn't want to be Matriach Abad Nish. No, Rav Shach gets up, and he goes to the door, and he calls his Gabbai, and Rav Shach brings in a cup of tea. No, I'm also a Yid. He asked me, do I want a cup of tea? Oh, don't get me to start away from the Zoyim. Rav Shach will give me a cup of tea, I'll faint. No, Eved Melech Melech, far from him, together with Mashkiach. So he gave me also a cup of tea. I tried to drink it so fast, my tongue still burns from the burn. I couldn't get it down fast enough because I didn't want to be Matriach Rav Shach. But the feeling I got, I saw after a while when the Mashkiach was drinking tea, Shach's eyes were, he closed his eyes a little bit, and then I saw his lips were moving, and he started to get and learn it, because Mashkiach wasn't talking then. So I realized, everybody, the ganze Welt was on by Rav Shach. I feel like the ganze Bli is in his head. I told you once, a big Rav once asked, could you make a bracha on Rav Shach, shecholot mechachmos in l'reyo? There's a bracha that you make on the God L'Adori, on a Tam Chochem Mufli, on a Moshe Feinstein, it was on genomen that you made a bracha, shecholot mechachmos in l'reyo. You make such a bracha on the God L'Adori, the Poisek Adori. So somebody wants to ask the Rav, can we make on Rav Shach the bracha, shecholot mechachmos in l'reyo? So he said, oi, me mach the bracha, shecholot mechachmos in l'reyo, weiss ich nicht. Aber shecholcha, ik vorosse im Oli, oi, lo mach me geh. Everybody, the lines was packed over there, and Rav Shach was willing to give away his 15 minutes of time just that the Mashkiach could have a cup of tea. I had that legacy, I couldn't get over it. When it gone as gilet, because Mashkiach was drinking tea. When Rav Shach zits, Luyi. You know what it means? Amanut by dimension. Amanut. The decisions that these people make in just a minute. They could be oikatura, they could rip out mountains, and I'm an ot kenes tor. And he say the 15 minutes at the avekigam, 20 minutes, Mashkiach finishes tea, by blake, and again. But the feeling of giving away his nitzchis is giving away his time just to give a different person, nachayid, a cup of tea. How much are you willing? And Avshach Vesach was a scientist, Avshach was made of black gemotor. Avshach was, when we came, he was, the first time we came, he was up to Zvachim, he was learning, he was up to that base. When the second time he came, he was up to that hay. He was up to, Mevais was his mate, Mr. Amos is night say because in the Shiva that I weren't learning Zvachim there. Avais was his mate, Aminut learned, Avshach knows more than all of us know what it means Torah. Aminut. But he's willing to give it away, he's giving away his nitzchi is. But the greatest Zach was the Ken Stones for an ander mensch. He gives the Maskech an elder mensch a cup of tea. Zach knows the Sorchim, Zkabos, Pnei Shchina. And he's willing to give it away. He's willing to give it away and start for his Aliyah and Torah. Chassam Seif says it over Noira. He writes it in his drashes. Avraham Avinu could have been thousands of times bigger than what he was. But he was willing to give it away to make other people stay. Do we have our sugar with Avraham? We have no sugar what it means Avraham Kotler. We have no sugar what it means Avraham Avinu. Oh, but whatever we could possibly in our wildest fantasy, for Sesmeit Avraham Avinu, and he's willing to give it away as a poshita, a rabbi, he'll bring him into a little bit to Yiddishkeit, as Dogma Sadan Abish in the Welt. Such a body to Gazach, think about it. On Rosh Hashanah, the zweite din of a person is Kamala's base chorin. When there's room only for one person, either Rav Shach's going to sit by the Gemara, or he's going to sit with the Mashkiach and give him a cup of tea. There's room only for one. You can only do one of the two. And he's willing to stop for a moment and give it over and give something over to a different year. To Moirit the Kazakh. On Rosh Hashanah, the Abish is down each and every one of us. He's down us, how do we act when there's room only for one? The first man the Yomah holds, how the Abish is down a person, Ke'imlina, like Maisa Behema. First of all, Chet, you're Chreis for Chet. The second man the Yomah says, not only for Chet, it's a different thing. When there's room only for one at a time, who gets it? Adav Ruchni or Adav Gashmi. We're not talking to Chas Hashem, somebody's a Mavaza, Adav Ruchni, it doesn't mean anything. We're talking about people who know what Ruchni is. And Avu became the willing to move to the side and make room for somebody else. Then there's the third pshat. Kechayolos beis David. We're not talking about chatoyim. We're not talking when there's room only for one or two. We're talking about soldiers. How did you service Klal Yisrael this year? What did you do for the Tzibur? Are you a Yisrael Ben Chayil, the Masul Sesharim always speaks at the beginning. How is a person Batzliah? How is he Yinatzeach HaMelchomah Mikol HaTzdodim? When you become a person of Ben Chayil, when you're a soldier, when you get up and you fight, even if it's hard, you do something positive for the Tzibur. You protect the Tzibur. And you work like a soldier, and we need you. That's what the Chayil is based over. We're not talking about Chatoyim. We're not talking when there's room for one or two people. No, we're talking to Chayolos Beis David. How did you serve Klai Yisrael? Are you about Kurdin the Yeshiva? Then you're Ish Kololi. Abel Yilakyan and Altaf Kelma is Magishit. He was the first that was Magishit. Abi Sol Salanti was Magishit. The most important thing, he brings this tour. The tour says like this. In Simon Tovkuf Pei Aleph, in the first halachas of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Dr. Tur, he brings on a medrash. He says, take a look at Klal Yisrael. How Klal Yisrael is living all the umays. He says, when a person, any one of the other umays, when they have a din, they tzitter, they wear black clothes, they misatev shchoyrim, loy v'shchoyrim. Megadol zikonai, they don't trim their beards. Vein choytech tzipona of the nails, they let long. Why? Because they don't know what's going to be the din. There might be nishpat pomovis, and it's a brach, and a falor, and a mention. Aber Klal Yisrael is different. We wear white clothes, and misatchim levonim, and veloyfshim levonim, and megalchim zekonim, and mechadchim zepaneim, and oichlim v'shoysim v'smeichim Rosh Hashanah. We have a din, and after we come in with white clothes, levedik, freilach, everybody takes a haircut before, megedish vildarayin in Rosh Hashanah, megedarayin shein in Rosh Hashanah. Favos, because we're betuach, lefi sheyoydim sha'akodesh bochu yaslam nes. We know that the Yemesh is going to make a nes for us. So Zog the Alta from Kelmi, he asks, what do you mean? It's the Rosh Hashanah, it's the Hashrek. A person, and Tosis holds also on Rosh Hashanah. That Rosh Hashanah is a din also on the Zoylam Haba. Not only in Oylam Haza, but your Oylam Haba. It's a Shana Vegan, your Nitzchi is forever. But this Yom, on Yom HaDin. So how can Klai still walk in as a Levedik? So they say a Gevaldik Eteretz, and they say like this. Klal Yisrael B'derech Klal Am Yisrael Chai. Like, Klai Yisrael is going to live forever. We're going to go weiter and weiter mit Hitler on Hitler. Mit Nebuchadnezzar on Nebuchadnezzar. Klal Yisrael is going to exist weiter and weiter and weiter. That's B'derech Klal. But B'derech Prat, each person who says you're a chelik of this Klal, who says that you're from these people, that you're going to be included into the Klal. We're going to be forever. The Ebbets gave us a Haftocha when we were talking about Abel Yashin. So we were talking about the Shikchas HaToyra, about how many Gletiv they learned today and how many they should learn. When Azan and Abel Yashin was talking with his Pikchis and his Blik was Gvaldik. And then he gives a patch on his Tishala and he says, Ein Zach, we have a Haftocha. It's like Shishokach Mepizaroi. We have a Haftocha, the Ebbets and Tzugizot. No matter whatever goes on, over Klal Yisrael is always going to be a Nitzchi, and Klal Yisrael is always going to be a Rangatan of learning, and we'll never forget the Torah. The Shaila, if this person learns only a few blanas man, he ends up with nothing, that's his problem. Over Klal Yisrael, with our Klal, we have our Torah's a Kabbal Yashin. There's nothing to worry about. Klal Yisrael will always have the Poiskim, we'll always have the Tamid HaChomim. Klal Yisrael is going to keep on going. Ein Achinami. Klal Yisrael, with our Klal, is going to be a Nitzchi. Oh, but the B'derech Prat, every person, are you Zeuche or aren't you Zeuche? Zog the Alta from Kelm, how is a person Zeuche? You have to become an Ish Kololi. Do something for the Tzibur. Become a Balkoira. Be in charge of, I feel like putting out benches that everybody should have Bichas HaMozen. Be in charge of the lights, putting in on the lights, shutting, closing lights, opening up lights. Do something for the Tzibur. If you do things for the Tzibur, Bistar Nitzchi. Because Klal Yisrael is a Nitzchi. Bachayolos Beit David. But the Eibush has done each and every one of us. Kibnei Morim. The Eibush looks at all of us. What did you do for the Tzibur? How are you servicing the Tzibur? When the Gabi of Yeshiva asks you, maybe you want to be a Baal Tefillah? Nope. So you say you're stage fright, you're afraid. I really don't have it in me. My voice cracks. Don't be a chicken. Be a Ben Chayil. What are you afraid? It takes you once, twice, and three times. I can make an even mistake, big deal. But once you crack it through, then you have a different thing under your belt. You're about Kaida. You're about Tfilah. If let's say you want to say a Chabura, oh, who am I? Can I say a Chabura? Make a mistake. Emetzim Darayim Farm at Hakasha. Abinus Baza. Sure, ain't a Chanami. When you learn how to swim the first few times, you say, how much water do you swallow? But once you know how to swim, you know how to swim. I once met Avi Shulman in Lakewood. Avi Shulman is a very choshev machanach. He has a lot to do with Torah and Mesorah. Very choshev a mensch. I was walking from downstairs in Lakewood in the base, downstairs from the building. I was going to walk upstairs to the base medish, and he stops me. He stops me right in the middle, and he asked me a kasha. I'm modern a kasha, and I got what he wanted until he told me the teretz. He asked me, how come some people know how to play tennis and some people don't? Why some people know how to play tennis, some people don't know how to play. Was getting me run. Was villa from my yard in tennis. Come to Sarah. Was villa. I don't care about tennis. Get me going to stop. Was tennis. So I didn't know. I didn't. So he says, oh, but I'm asking a question. This guy takes practice. I started with Trutz. I know he wants to say something. Look, Rabbi Shulman, what do you want to say? So it's one difference. One tennis. The ones that know how to play tennis are people that are willing to take a chance. In the first time you hate ball, you feel like a schmatter. Well, Kennedy, I thought the balls are foul. Now, Lazait, not Kennedy, they're malachim. But the one that's willing to take a chance and he practices, Avada, he's the one that's matzliach. The Zelvazat Uluchni is posha that way. Are you willing to take a chance? The Gemara in Gittin tells us, Ein Odom Oimir al Divrei Torah Elim Kein Yeshul Behev. The only way you matzliach is only if you make a mistake. You fall down once and twice and three times. Shava Yibel Tzadik Bekom. You fall down seven times and you get up, you go fight it, and you're the one that makes it. If you're afraid to take a chance, you won't know how to learn, you won't know how to do anything. When the Mesul Sishon tells us that il mechomis mikolat stodim, aniyis mitzadechot, ashiris mitzadechot, this midrash schlep from this side, when yene midrash schlep from the other side, what's up, Baton? You have to be a ben chayil. If you're a ben chayil, if you're a soldier, you're willing to take a chance, then you're matzliach. I'll tell you, on the way back from Eretz Yisrael, you know, when you travel back in Eretz Yisrael, you pass by England. How could I pass by England? I'm going, and I don't stop by. I figured, no, I have to stop over one night. I have to stay in Manchester. So I went to the Manchester. The Eretz Yisrael, Yudel Segel. By him, a week before Rosh Hashanah, you can't talk to him. The aim is Adin is Marvel. He says, no, right away, he saw me, he says, Shalom Aleichem, but he says, right away, after maybe 10 seconds, he says, he says, I can't talk now. No, I'm not learning. No, so he invited me inside. Good, so I went into his office and we started talking. He had a kasha, afterwards, it was time to daven Maariv. And after he finished daven Maariv, his long Shimon Esser, kedai to go just to watch that Shimon Esser. I must tell you more about myself. I thought of a fellow. The first yard site of Rabbi Eliel Apian, when Rabbi Eliel Apian was Nifta, the first yard site happened to be in Eretz Yisrael. And his son, Rabbi Leib Lapian, said a hesped. And he said a muyidik of than his father. Such a muyidik of void, such hafid, such makif hazeful zachem. He said like this. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah and the Pekah of Eliezer that when the Avishim wanted to show Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midis that we say in Yemei Slichus with the ganzen heart, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rach B'chanon, it said, Nisatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kechazin, the Yevishah was Nisatev HaKechazin. V'omel HaMoshe, Asu Kesei Da'azeh. Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to be Zerchad Yud Gimel Midas, do what I do. Frek Lav Leib Lav Yan, why did the Yevishah have to tell Moshe? Because the ganze show, he puts on a talus, and he says, Asu Kesei Da'azeh. Let him tell Moshe Rabbeinu, Hezchad, open up your Mishan Brura, and take a look how he's supposed to stand. Stay with your feet together, one hand on top of the other one, by your heart. Stand, Kevin, I'm going to find out by you. What does the Yevish have to make it? Nisatev, Kechazin, Asuk say the Apsa show. What do we have a show? By Chves, by Menoida we have the Apsa. By the Teva we have the Apsa. Problems where it's impossible that the Yevish machin kizeh, kizeh the Eva Kadesh. Oh, but Stamus are heavy mitzvah in the Torah, the Yevish tells Moshe, do it, hurry it through the Pesuk, and you'll know how to do it. Here the Yevish has to make Nisatev, Asuk say the Azeh. Sok the Azeh. Of all the mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah called Tefillah. Tefillah is impossible to learn how to be misfiled just from a sefer. You have to look at somebody and see the way he davens. Asuka say dazeh. I'll never forget when I was a Rebbe, none of you boys were here when I was a Rebbe here. I took my whole class one day, we went to see that Moshe, we went to see the Skalena Rebbe, we went to see a few tzaddikim and gedolim in New York. And the reason why I took them to the Skalena Rebbe, I wanted to show them what Asuka say dazeh, take a look what it looks like. You see, al dayid. He was very old, 90s. He couldn't see anymore. His eyes stopped seeing. He see the mensch, take the eingebegene mensch. And he's davening. The way he says Kaddish and the way he says Krishma. And once you see a tzaddik davener, it's asuk yisei da'azeh. people that have a moiridike kinyan in tefillah, every godler has their kinyanim. And people that have a moiridike kinyan, it's kedai to take a look. And that's what he said on his father. He said on Rabbi Lapian, Rabbi Lapian said on his father, whoever didn't see my father, Mispal, doesn't know the tzuras from tefillah. If you saw Rabbi Lapian, the way he davened with his roma musanefesh, and with his achno at the same time, beidikum and sezamen, and the way he davened was half of a fella. Asuka said azeh. You just have to look and just see it and see it. And ulai episode klepsach tzu. So I went to England just to see the way Rav Siegel davens. You see what it means at tzaddik. Somebody that shvi Hashem levi summit means something to him. He doesn't walk dalaramas b'leit tefillah, b'leit torah, b'leit tefillah. Every mezuzah, there's not one mezuzah that he misses. He stops. And the Rambam says he's supposed to be in his boinim. Every mezuzah, he stops for a second. He thinks, and then he goes weiter. Half of a fella. After we finished Ma'ariv, so I waited, I was talking to a kibachim there. He comes out to me and he tells me like this. Heint, and very earnest, he says, Heint panach best the shlofen, the v'shlofen in my bed. Tonight you're going to sleep, and you're going to sleep in my bed. The bed is alive. Wouldn't let me call this. Does a gehenna magane in the selber zeit? I rein krichen in Rav Siegel's bed. It took me as a racket. I didn't know what to do. I said, Rosh Hashivah, I said, I like my pekel achton, I like my, I said, I like Hein panach was the schlafen do, and the schlafen in mein bed. I start again, I said, tell it, Rosh Hashivah, then he made with his hand that the conversation is closed. Tonight, you're going to sleep here, and you're going to sleep in my bed. He gave me a good training course that night, that my ogishel, good ogishel, in the night. And I didn't know, should I, Taki, he left the room, and I was fanatic. I started walking in this room, in the other room, in this room, and I was like, yeah, thank you, and this. Oh, I told him, Ein mishtamishim shavita shal melech. Halach is in all of you mishtamish with the shavit of a melech. So going to the whole thing. Dosh lost together. And it was hard for me. I tell you, it was mamish gehenem agan eden. It was a mixture of feelings. I thought, mamish, it's a tumult. I didn't know. You may ask this. But then I was, that's it. It's like a kalta mikveh, spring tarayin, and that's it. The next thing you know, you're in there again. It's like, you have to be keben chayo. It was so hard for me. You could still the chfor with my cup and my heart was that night. I slept in his bed. It was very hard. But how did I jump in? Keben chayo. It was hard. But I jumped in, keben chayo. And I got Baruch Hashem, when I got from the Emsom vengeance, she's blibeps, a regish, a tseleps, an echo from those feelings I had that night. There's certain things, certain times where you have opportunities. And you're going to take a chance? I could have gotten out, I could have walked out, I could have walked out of the house. I could find a place to sleep. I could have fooled them very, very easy. But it was more kedai for me to be misgabed, to jump in and schlof in sein bed. You become a ben chayil. It's hard, but you do it anyway. You do it anyway, and you're nesala from it. So everything is that way. A boch has to say chabura. It's hard. People are going to laugh at me, I'll make me. And then you're going to tackle me, you're talking about me, you're making mistakes. That's those are the kinyonim when it's hard. And when you come to Ben Chayil, that's when you're in Salah. Don't stay to the Gemara. The Abish is down a person. What did you do for the Tzibur? Are you from the Geburim of David? Are you a Ben Chayil? Are you a chicken? Are you a shmata? Do you run away from everything? Anytime when there's an Asik, should you do it? Shouldn't you do it? And you could be in Salah from it. And do you run away from it? So you're a shmata. It's no good. The Betzem, let's get back to the steel. Here it says that Betzem, the Abish says, Dan kol b'nei oylem k'bnei morim. The Abish says, Dan everybody in the same blick. Kol b'nei morim, kol b'nei oylem. And then it says k'bnei morim. It could be different negation of how you dan the yochid. Either because of Zavedis, or because when it's one or the other one. Or if the person's a soldier, what he did for Klal Yisrael. So l'choy it's a steel. The Teretz says, it's a mamish like the Alter says. Einachinami, the Abish has done you to see tak in these three slav and these three madregas how you are. But benegay how these three are, benegay how you did to the tzibur. Einachinami, it's a din kloli and a din kloti. The Abish has done all of us together, but how has he done kulam beskirach together? When he's done every single person, how he affected the tzibur. Shtel zechvor, ah, meredik. You know what Abor Be said on the tzois? Listen to the tzois there. Vifel gehenim. How much Gehenim would the Ksois have gotten if he wouldn't have written the Ksois? How many, is there a second on planet Earth that the word Ksois is not from the Shivamat's mouth? Every second, Tibetan is said throughout the globe, and everybody's mafalbu with the Ksois. Shtel Zafar, the Ksois didn't write the Ksois. But the Ksois was the Ben Chayil. At 17 he wrote a Shmeitzer. And it's in the Salah in Bizek Yeshiv and the Ktsais, and he was in the Salah. All these people that did so much for Klai Yisrael is because they were Ben Chayil. And the Eibush says, Dan, every single person, these three Shlavim, what did you do for the Tzibur? A person is not allowed to be a Shmata. You can't be a Shmata, you have to be a Yesh. You have to be a Metzias B'fnei Atzmecho. You have to feel Shtolt. You have to be B'shvili Nivra Oilam. The Eibush still wants you and the Eibush still needs you, but you have to service the cloud. Don't do any Avedis besides you in your Cheshbon Prati, but you can't affect somebody else. You have to watch it. When there's a chance for you or somebody else, move over, make room for somebody else. That's another thing that he gave to the cloud. And the third thing is what you're supposed to do is a Ben Chayil. If you think about it, the Gedolei HaDor, not all your boys saw the same Gedolim with a little bit, there's a difference of the age group, and some of us saw different Gedolim, some of us saw the Heidegger Gedolim, some of us saw from the earlier Gedolim. But think about what these people, the Ben Chayil, what these people were. Think about it. I'm sure you read about it and you heard about it, but Avraham Kotler, what did he do for the Tzibur? When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I have to tell you a different trick. I came with my talis about 5 minutes before Shabbos to Rabbi Saul Grossman, a dayan in Bati Vasha, a very big tzaddik. I come, I say, to me, mystic, like, I don't know if I'm coming or going, and I say, Shalom Aleichem. She says, oh, Aleichem Shalom. She says, Avu Zainti for Shabbos? I say, Chveis doch nicht. You know, like, I probably don't have a place to stay. He says, Nu bist avada do? So I stayed by him for Shabbos. Haflava fella. For 3 hours, he told us Maises of Gedolim. And then, because my chava, I had a chava in Yom Kalbach. My old chavrus in Lakewood, he came to visit me, and we were there by Rabbi Saul Grossman. 3 hours at night. And then by the Shabbos Suda, I was there for the Shabbos Suda, Vaidi came. I mean, another 3 hours of stories. He told us stories and stories of Gedolim. I could write Mamash a book of the stories just from the Shabbos. Just from the Shabbos, the stories that he told us. One of the stories he was Messiah to us was the first year of Rav Aaron Kotler in Eretz Yisrael. He said like his son, his son. The way he was Magdi Rav Aaron Kotler, he told us all the mices that he went with the Biskut Love, with the Chazay Nish, with the Chabin Love, and Abzel Bengis, all the stories, like all those that we read about, that came so alive this Shabbos was Afla. Akoponimi described who Rav Aaron Kotler was when he gave it to Eretz Yisrael. He said the first year Rav Aaron came, he said, Il Machabra Mashir, Eitzchaim, the Yeshiva from Rabbi Zalman. And Rabbi Zalman, everybody came there. They heard the grace of Sarah, Toilet, Rabbi Aaron Kotler was there. So he said that Rabbi Zalman stood with his shtender, Rabbi Aaron went up to the Bima. And Rabbi Zalman stood with his shtender, right looking up at Rabbi Aaron. It was his Aiden, looking up, like Ketinik Ben Yoimu, like with everybody else. But really, they made a banquet up by the Aaron Kodesh that Rabbi Zalman should sit down next to Rabbi Aaron. And his Aiden is saying this year. Bishum Oifnish. Rabbi Zalman's Anova was Moiridik. The stories that I heard from Rabbi Chaim Brim just in Abbas, his arm was half of a fella. His anov and his pashtas, his bitla yesh was mazel. And look, but Avarin is only in the limelight. Chas v'sholom, this is Alma Avarin. And he stood right with his shtender, and Rabbi Saul Grossman told us he stood right next to him. And he said, he described the shir. He said the shir was in Zeroyim. He told us it was Sugi in Zeroyim. Look, Avarin stood, he starts from one place, and all of a sudden, a hurricane, a tumult. When a hate done, he said he described it, that all of a sudden, in 15 minutes time, he built up a building of 80 floors up. The binyan was, he made a binyan of 80 floors up. Then Avraham stopped, and then he started with a different mahalach. And he said he built up another binyan with 80 floors up. And now we have two mahalachim. And Rabbi Saul is a very big hilui. He said it was very, very hard to keep the cheshbon because of the blitz, the speed, and the lishitosas, and the rayas, and the moving, and the moving. It was half of a fella. Abshai Shimonovitz, you don't know, Eli Vershalizer Zay that Abshai Shimonovitz told us once. He described what was Rabbi Aaron Kotler learning. He said it was a general that could move all the troops in any direction. Rabbi Aaron had all the sass in front of him, and if he needed a raya, it wasn't standing, it's not the raya from a toises, from a raya from a toises. He took all the troops and marched them this way. And Rabbi Aaron needed a raya, he took all the troops and marched them that way. He had all the troops in his hand. So Rabbi Saul Grossman described us 80 stories high this way. And 80 stories, and they were both the same. Velcha mahalach is gerech. He said, then all of a sudden, Rav Aaron jumped from one story to the other story, from one building to the other building. He said, the charifas and the ge'onis and the pikhas and the svara, everything. He said it was absolutely mind-boggling. It was the first year. He said it was makav gan say the story. After the shir, people saw the shtonim. So Rabbi Zalman was standing there, and he was looking at Rav Aaron, and tears came out of his eyes. And he said, oysdik, it's a marveldik oysdik. So he said, this is what Rabbi Shlomo, I'm just quoting it, don't shoot me, this is what Rabbi Shlomo Grossman said, he's standing right next to him. Rabbi Shlomo said, the ge'oin is there, is gresser from the mareches Rabbi Kiva Egin. So Rabbi Shlomo Grossman heard this, and he wouldn't say a word. So first he starts explaining like this. Look, Rabbi Shlomo was looking for a bitur, he was looking for an expression. As via this, how did he say it out? Look, Rabbi Kiva Egin is doch, Rabbi Kiva Egin is Rabbi Kiva Egin. Oh, but he brought out that the Charifus and the Goyim is less of an Abkiva, is meh from the Manachas of Kiva. He said, that was a beat. Then Rabbi Shlomo Grossman said this. Oh, but when he gave it to us, on the tracht, on the gate in Emes, what's kicking me uns from Abkiva? There's a certain level of Goyim and Charifus we get, there's only a certain level we can reach in Abkiva. But in Avaran, we're closer to Avaran than we are to Abkiva. We have no shaykhs to any of them. But we're talking about Rabbi Shlomo Grossman's blick. So he says, but negate mit an emes, and then he didn't finish the sentence. I'm saying, what's that mean? Avraham Kotler, if you think about what they Yid had getan, what he saved the whole world. It says, "Lasid lova yoyishiv akodesh baruch hu v'sefer Torah b'cheiko v'shoel kol echod ve'echod klum ma'as hisa shaloi b'stakach Torah miYisrael." The angel is going to ask me. The angel is going to ask you. You, every single person in the world, what did you do that Torah shouldn't be forgotten? You know what Chayolos beis David that is? You know what Avraham Kotler did? He saved the ganze Welt. He saved the ganze Welt after the whole mice of 6 million. At the Avek, he stelled the Welt, the Torah Welt, he stelled the Avek. That's Chayolos Beis David. What did the Helikah Satmarov do? Each girdle in their own way, each girdle in their own Shardish Neshama. These are Chayolos Beis David. These are people that are beyond comprehension. We have no Hasog of a dimension, Zayin. We have to look at these people. What's this made the general? Today was the Chovetz Chaim's yard side. Think, what did the Chovetz Chaim do? He gave us Shmiras HaLoshim, he gave us Avas Chesed, he gave us the Mishnah Brura, he gave us Lekute HaLochas, on a Shir, on a Brek, on a Sof, on a Ek. This is unlimited what the Chovetz Chaim did. What did Rav Chaim Moshe do? Rav Chaim Moshe was the mind that there's no words that can describe it. And all these people, these are Chayolos Beis David. These are the greatest mentions. I don't know if we're going to reach that level of those G'dayl HaDor, but in our own way, we could all be Chayolos Beis David. In Yeshiva over here, we have a school newspaper, this Divrei Torah, the one that's ma'argin everything, the one that's ma'asif all the shtikalach, on the paper, or the ones on the shtikalach Torah that they put at the end of this month. The din that we have to take a cheshbon and Rosh Hashanah is to be different shlavim, and it's been a game to the tzibur. The Avis is going to look at us, but again, to our chatoyim, what Hashpon had on the veld, like 10 shevselach. The first 9 have to throw themselves the oynish of the 10. We have to think about that. There's a younger man, Nebuch Leku, that was just nifta, that's why I went to Eretz Yisrael. Person 38 years old, 39 years old. How much did this yid suffer? The person, I can't describe you what yisurim this person went through, but what's the sieve of his yisurim? It's not because of his cheshbon. There's 9 other chesbonos that go together with that. This person that left the veld, who knows if one day Chas V'Shalom somebody will point the finger at us. We talk in Achayis, it's not a joke. It's mamash not a joke. Rosh Hashanah, Ein Hachanami, we get dressed up, Shein Yontiftik, and the Halachos and Shulchan Aruch has a din of Yontif, just like all other din. Abasai has a shtickel. This Yontif, Rosh Hashanah is no different than any other Yontif. These are Halachos of Yontif. You need Simchas Yontif Rosh Hashanah like all the other Yontif. But Rosh Hashanah is the Eretz Pesach. We have to turn around a little bit. A lot of people are suffering. A lot of people are suffering. So many different shidchei chayim. A lot of broken hearts in the world. What is the secret why these people have broken hearts? Who knows if somebody Chas V'Shalom would point the finger, you killed my father? How would we feel? It's the Hashrek. It's Mamash Hashrek. It's Mamash Hashrek. When I came back to Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Yisrael, I stopped by the Almana's house and the children. I just wanted to say hello to the children because I used to be there every single night. And I was there for about a month and a half. Every single night I was there. I used to, spend time with the Choyle at Mitzlan Yiyo. And I went with the Mashgiach to say hello. We just went on Friday. And I was sitting, what if she's going to say, what if the kids say something? I don't know what they're going to say, but do I want somebody to point the finger at me? You killed my father? It's a shrek. It's a pachat b'chodim. But that's the Metzias. 9 chatoyim make the 10th. There's no number 10 unless you have the first 9. Is Rosh Hashanah a person that is being nidah? don't think you're an ish prota. You're not just somebody. You're somebody for the cloud. And you have to realize, Yachnais, it's an Eretz Tzach. It's not a joking matter. Rosh Hashanah is a real Eretz Tzach. It's an Eretz Tzach. It's an Eise Godel, the Alta used to call it. It's an Eise. It's one thing. The second thing is besides Chatoyim. How much room did you make for somebody else? You want to be together with the boys? You want to have this room? And there's somebody, a different Bach also wants that room. Are you willing to give away your room, your bed, and give it to a different Bach, and you'll be in the other room with the quieter boys, the boys that aren't, let's call, with it? Are you willing to give away? Or you're fighting for this room because you want this room? If you're playing a game, it goes on the game of basketball, whatever it is. And there's only room for one more. Are you willing to give it away? There's room only for one more guy to be chosen. Are you willing to give it away? Let the other guy, and you'll stand by the side. Or you win because it's your ball. In the Over Rosh Hashanah, the Yevish says, let me see how this year is done, how he works together with the cloud. When there's room only for one, are you willing to give it away for somebody else? And then the third did, which would down a person. Not only about your chatoyim, and not only to see if you're willing to give it away, but chayolos beis David. What did you do for Klai Yisrael? What are you doing for the tzibur? What are you doing for the yeshiva? Should it be so difficult if, let's say, you're told to collect the sedurim, but to be mesadet the safsalim, but to straighten out part of the base medish or any parts of the building, you're told to do it. Should it be hard for you? Fakir, if you do it, you'll be servicing the tzibur. Who knows, that alone could be, you could be menatzeach, you could win the Yom HaDin just with that alone. You were cobbling in self that from now on, by Bechas HaMozim, you're going to bring it in, you'll bring it in my mechroyim. Oh, my mechroyim is choyim, okay? It's a choyim, it's a din drabon, it's a choyim, it's a choyim. And if you don't do it, but if you do it, your chayel is bizdovet. You service the tzibur. Klai Yisrael needs you. You did something for the tzibur. You bought my mechronim for the tzibur. The six boys that are sitting by a table, they have to bench. And who knows if they're going to get up and wash my mechronim. And you go on the bench. You bring my mechronim to the table. So you think it's a kleine maisa? It's not a kleine maisa. It's chayel is bizdovet. You're a general. At your level. That's where you are now. And one good maisa brings to a different maisa. Brings to a different maisa. So that's really the answer in the Gemara. Be'etzem kol boi oylev oyvel lufano. Be'etzem there's a din klali on everybody. To see how mamish, how gans klaiso is acting. But the Yevish takes every single person in these three shlavim. And kulam b'skirachas, one blick. The Yevish takes a look at everything and sees how the tzibah looks. How does yeshiva, the yeshiva work with harmony? Is everybody working with everybody else? Is everybody pulling on different sides? Chaim Shmulevitz says, Amor Yedik Avor, how did they have the Gemara? The Gemara Sanhedrin says, Sheker Achein Vehevel Ayoifi, Isha Yiris Hashem Hitisalo, that the biggest milah was the Dorish and Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda was such a tzaddik, and his Dorish, six people were covered the Talis Echot. In one Talis, they were Mishasim a Talis Echot. And that's how they learned Torah. So Rabbi Chaim Shalavit says, how is it possible six people to be covered themselves in one Talis, when one Talis is only enough for one person? So he says, because six people, all six were schlepping that the other one should have it. When you have six people schlepping that each one should have it, you rip the talis into six shtikalach, and nobody has it. But if everybody schleps that the other person should have it, if everybody goes in tightness, oh, there's not enough donuts, I want that there should be enough donuts for the other person. Oh, Mr. Shane's empty for donuts, there are. Everybody has to schlep that the other one should be matzliach. You schlep that the other one should be matzliach, then you're matzliach, then everybody gets. And the third thing is the chayolas based David, what type of a general you are. How are you servicing the tzibur? What are you doing for Klai Yisrael? And that's how the Yevish is done. Now, if let's say a person thinks, oi, but it's in 6 days till Rosh Hashanah, how could I change myself over in 1 minute? The Chazal tell us, Amori de Kazach, I see it's very late, so I'll just be Mekatzim oi. Rav Shnei is a Chayin of Bracha, Rav Shnei Kotli used to say, before Tkiyas Shofar, his best Roshes used to be before Nila and before Tkiyas Shofar. He used to say, Dvarim Nefloyim, and he used to say like this, Hayoyim Haras Oilom. Today is your birthday. Today is the birthday of the veld. You can shtel zechavek the way you want. If you're machlik right before the Kiyas Shofar, Rabbi Nishlodim, from now on I'm going to service the army. Rabbi Nishlodim, from now on I'm going to give away everything and I'll let the other person be happy. Rabbi Nishlodim, I'm going to wash myself from chatoyim. I don't want anybody to be nenosh because of me. If you shtel yourself avek, you shtel zechavek that way, then the Yevish makes you that way. Because it says in Pasuk, Vaasisem Oilom Reich Nechoyach. It doesn't say you should bring the kraftem fasisem. And the Chazal say this is the day that you make yourself. You can create yourself. It's your birthday. It's the birthday of the veld. You can say to Bnei Shalom, forget about everything up to now. But from now on, I'm stelling zechavek. I'm going to be a mensch in all these three inyanim. So the Yibshi gives you a gewaldige shiata d'shmaya. And when you hear the tkiya shofar, you don't look at the baal tkiya, you close your eyes. And you let the shofar go through you. And you feel that you're becoming an andere mensch. And you take it sitter a little bit, from pachad of yom adin. And you sit a little bit and you say, boy, let's forget about it, but right now. So then the Yibshi gives you an andere mensch. And you are, you become an andere mensch. I told you once before, I'll never forget the time, it was once in the summertime and I had to go someplace, I was shopping, and I saw a person, and the person says, Boichi, come ahead. No, so I came over, okay, I mentioned from Boichi, what's his? He says, Baltus Slichis. He says, you want to hear the way I say Slichis? The person had short pants, he had a pot belly, a Moshe Kosov, and he had that chatzi hat that he takes off whenever no one looks. When he turns in, I had a shom aloch, v'aguf, poloch. With such tenuous, I realized, guys, I'm sure to about Koyle, about Tfila. And it's such a loishim. I was standing there with Tzvi Rothberg and other few people, and he was singing for us, the mamish, the nusach, the slichas, was half of a fella. You know what, I didn't tell the person, but you know what you have to tell such a person? The first word of Teichach and the Torah, Ayeko Abu Bistu. Mister, where are you? Where are you running? The Kurtz Hazela, on Sittis, on Ayalke, Hefke. Look what you have in you. You once were about filler. You once were Makusha to God's Klal Yisrael. You were connected. Ayeka, where are you? What did the Yibshi tell Adam and Ishan after the first Chet? Ayeka, Abu Bistu. What did you do with your money to the Milas? Hebshnei always used to tell us, everybody has such koiches, you could steig and be nisala. You could be so great, you could steig in every single davatoy. You could be nisala. You just have to put your mind and your heart to it. And if you go away, you fool around with nanishkeit. So then they'll tell you, Ayekov obistu. Where's all your koiches? Why did you throw it away? You could end up being so rich and so happy in Witzfeld and in Yenneveld. Ayekov obistu. First, I'll be messiah with this word from the Alter von der Weidig. The Alter von der Weidig said a person was once traveling on a ship and the ship was going to Maidiv. And this person had to go to the Mizrach side. And the ship was going to Maidiv. And all of a sudden they tell him, on the boat, Mister, where are you going? So he says, well, I'm going to Mizrach. They tell him, Nareina, what Mizrach? The boat is going to Maidiv. Ooh, the guy hops himself. Ooh, and he fears, he takes his rentzelach, he takes his suitcases. And on the boat, he starts running to the other side. He's running to Mizrach. Nareina, where you run? The whole boat is going to the wrong direction. The Alter von der Weidig says, when it comes these days, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, it's not enough just for you to grab all your suitcases and you run on the boat to go to the other direction. You have to turn around the whole boat. You have to say, Zachreinu l'chayim, melech chovitz, l'man chalekim chayim. Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm going to live a life for you, l'man cha, for your covet. I'm going to try my best to turn around the whole shit. I want to do everything the way I'm supposed to. We just have just a few days left, right before Rosh Hashanah. I'm sure you boys realize the koiches of slichas, the power of slichas. These are the days that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. How important it is to get up. Rav Siegel told me, I asked him what I should be makabel on myself. He told me two things, and only two things. He said, do these two things to be an andere mensch. One thing he told me is that you have to learn before davening at least 5 minutes. He told me I should learn myself the brachas, and after I finish, I should start again. And Baruch Hashem, so far, Baruch Hashem, I was makayim. The Yibshi helped me, I should be weit makayim. You daven much different. Mashkiach always tells me, from dein bed, is Baruch Hashem, I get this nish. You can't jump out of your bed and go to Baruch Hashem. It doesn't go that way. There's always Hakdomas. There always has to be an Hakdomas. There's nothing better and nothing bigger if you come to davening just a few minutes. Rav Siegel told me just 5 minutes. A few minutes early. You learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You learn a little bit Gemara. You learn a little Chumash Rashi. You learn a little Atosvis. You learn a Shtuk of Gemara. Epis. If you come to Tfilah with a Hakdomas of Tardis, it's an under the sword Tfilah. The other thing that he told me to be a Makabel is not for the moment. It's a different inyan. But at Kopanim, we have to value the inyan from Yemei Slichas, where in Yemei Ratzin, the Yibshi turns to everybody that turns to him. Shuva alai v'shuva aleichem. Turn to me and I'll turn to you, zok the Yibshi. We're supposed to nutzois our Yemei Slichas. Turn around, turn a little bit to the Yibshi. Rav Chatzkel always used to say, a mensch will turn tshuva if a mol is impossible. And not everybody does tshuva. We're not such great tzaddikim when one with a snap of the fingers we're going to do tshuva. Oh, but Rav Chatzkel says, give a care, turn around. Face the direction of the Aron Kodesh. A lot of people turn their backs to the Aron Kodesh. Don't turn your back. Face the Aron Kodesh, even if you fall down. But face the Yoram Kodesh. If you're facing the right direction, you'll make it. Shuvei Elai v'Shuv Aleichem. Turn to me and I'll turn to you. Just turn to me. Turn to that direction. Value. Nutzah is the tzeit of slichas. Davin slichas like a mensch. So you'd give him midas, you should mamish, you should say it with your ganzen heart. And even if the slichas, you don't know the tzeit of the slichas, you don't know everything, but it makes no difference even if you don't know the tzeit. But just say it loud and say it slowly. And if you're up to a certain pizman and the Baal Tefillah starts already, Keil Melech Yoshev, stop right where you are and say Keil Melech Yoshev, that's when the Ben Sadi going. You say that tefillah with the ganzen heart. No, it says in Chazal, Havol Atayim, Messiah, you say, if somebody looks for Tayim, the Eivishter will have to help him. The Eivishter told him, Allah bench, and we should still say, like the Alta used to call it, the Yomim HaNechmodin, the Glustika Teg, the Guta Teg, Mzolish Falirin Menutin. And we should get the most that we can from Elul, and we should be Nichnas to the Heli Ketog with Rosh Hashanah, with a Gevaldik of a Tochen that the Eivishter will make for us in this.